Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
In your face, Keith. Listen, credit to them. These guys went out there. Now, they needed to be motivated by Scoops Keith, but here they are, 2-0 after the scoop. So they're using it. It took them a while. It took them about 40 games to kind of get off their asses and get going and play with a little bit of a snarl, but they've had it. That was a good game last night. That was a fun game last night.
Last night
beating
was
the snot
a fun
out
game.
Of each other.
Last night was a fun game.
Physical game.
Yeah.
They piled it on with all the empty netters at the end, but they were flying around, hitting each other. It's a good team on the other side. And Swayman, we've been on Swayman all year. Swayman had one of his best games.
I think it was easily his best
game. Maybe his best
game.
He was great. There you go.
And I think his game prior against Florida was good. And you might look at it and go, well, he gave up three against Florida, including a backbreaker in the final 2 seconds.
Yeah, they had pulled their goalie, right?
They had an extra attacker on over the weekend in the Florida game. And they had to go to overtime where they eventually won in the final seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get two goals last night. If you weren't watching, you might go, oh, well, how good was Swayman? Swayman's been great these last two games.
Yeah.
So I think what we've learned about the Bruins is they're very poor self-motivators.
Correct.
They're not going to self-motivate.
No. Could be a captain problem.
About the only time, Keith, about the only time they've been shaken awake is when they fired their coach. And now when Keith got under Brad Marchand's skin about his scoop from last Friday. And it is all a poor reflection on the captain. Who's a guy that for a long time I've championed and I like.
Yeah.
But if this were happening on Bergeron's watch, I'd be burning it down.
Yeah.
And so, look, I thought last year it went better than people expected with Marchand as the captain. This year it's been miserable.
I'm surprised overall by like just the reaction to the scoop and everybody losing their minds about it. But the team was wildly underperforming and already got a coach fired. So you think everything's fine? You think everything's going great?
We talked about this yesterday. Marchand said there's no problems in the room, number one.
It's like, well, what?
Number two, he said, no, forget just him and Pastrnak. He said there's no problems in the room, which is just, does that sound true? Does anyone think that's true? And if he's willing to lie about that, what else is he going to cover up?
Yeah.
So, okay, we've said this all year. Both you and I like the roster more than some Bruins fans out there. We look at it and go, they shouldn't be this bad. Doesn't that explain it? Their talent level's way above how they performed.
Yeah.
So it's not a talent issue necessarily. It's a problem in the room. It makes sense.
And I never said that Marchand individually was the problem or even a problem. It was more of there were problems, and I'm not sure he was the right guy to clean it up. And, you know, a lot of people have been on this too. Like, this is year two, so he's been a captain now, like the captain for a year and a half. His whole career, he had two of the greatest kind of, like, captains probably in hockey in the last 20 years, and Zdeno Chara and Patrice Bergeron, and that is just such a different dynamic shift. Also, David Pastrnak over the last couple of years has become the highest paid player on the team, one of the higher paid players in the league, you know, and he's not a perfect player by any stretch. And so I can't imagine there wasn't a time where maybe Brad Marchand got on Pastrnak a little bit, and then it's all about, all right, how does Pasta respond to that and everything else. But the reality is they were in not just a six-game losing streak, and those quote unquote, or the scoops that I had came out even before the last loss. I got it that night. I texted you guys. I'm like, we'll talk about the next
day. You tipped us off on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Certainly prior to the Bruins Lightning game from last week ending.
But regardless, they were in a tailspin. It was like the longest losing streak they had had in years. They were, based on point percentage, because all these teams have played different games, they were going to miss the playoffs. Like, that's not a normal season for the Boston Bruins.
Nope.
Ray Kroft told us about the worst power play in franchise history, and just on down the line, so many different issues with this team, but people were quick to say, oh, no, there's nothing to see here, and of course, Marchand, like, responding the way that he did, which was very over the top, and also, if it's such a nothing story, you wouldn't have reacted that way. But then they've come back and won two games, and it's funny some of the response I get. It's like,
go pound sand.
Which I was pounding sand trying to get my new mailbox up.
It's more aggressive than that. I would say Marchand was the most benign in terms of what he's told you to do specifically.
That is true.
Yeah.
But just because they've won two games, everyone's like, see, that's wrong. It's like, no. Guys can have locker room beefs on every team, every year, all the time, and it doesn't mean it lasts for 80 games. And also, I never once said Pasternak's not going to score another goal or the team's not going to win another game. If I had predicted a 50-game losing streak and then they win, you'd be like, hey, in your face. I never said that. It's very, very strange. But I do respect there was a lot of people on the Twitter and some of the text line today being like, I think you kind of sparked them. Like, look, how could you not?
They don't spark themselves. They are not self-motivators. Yeah. And so good. They need external motivation. The first time was firing their coach. The second time was clearly Keith, you mentioned Razor. I'm looking forward to talking to Razor tomorrow.
Should be good. Thursday, Bruins
on a Bruins Thursday,
no doubt.
Meanwhile, as we look at some of the things going on with the Bees, this gets pointed out quite a bit. Last night it was on a line change, I believe. Marchand and Pasternak were on the ice together.
Oh my God, no, that can't happen.
Yes, they were.
I also didn't say they would never be on a line
together.
No,
you said,
yeah.
And this is another, you just highlighted this, but I think a lot of the I think a lot of fans have gotten this wrong. Your report really wasn't a Marchand report. It was about
Pasternak. No, he was just the one that was so outspoken about it, so it became a Marchand story.
Marchand was trying to be a good captain and telling Pasternak, hey, you're not really playing your best. And Pasternak overreacted and said he doesn't want to play on a line with Marchand, is your report.
Yeah.
And so they were on the ice together last night. Marchand looked Pasternak off, FYI. Looked him off, driving to the net.
Yeah.
Scored on an absolute snipe. Beautiful goal by my guy Marchand.
Yep. No, he's a good player. I mean, I'm not saying he's not a good player.
Then they went over and gave a little fist pound. It wasn't much of a celebration between the two of them.
And then they took a photo and put it on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And then he was like, wolves don't lose sleep over the opinions of sheep.
Well, that was...
It's not an opinion.
That was from last week. No, I'm talking about this goal last night.
He should have said scoops of sheep. That would have been much better.
No, I'm talking about the goal last night.
I know.
He looked off Pasternak. They were on the ice together. He looked off Pasternak.
Yeah.
And then they gave like a meek little celebration after the goal. And so, okay, maybe there's something to read into there.
Best friends.
I don't know why this didn't occur to me.
Yeah.
Razor told us last week. I didn't realize how bad their power play had been. I knew it was bad, like throughout the league. I knew they had a poor power play.
Yeah, we could feel it every night.
They're trending towards historically the worst power play in franchise history. They were 0-for-2 again last night. Six goals. 0-for-2 again last night on the power play. They don't play on a line together, Keith. Marchand made sure to confirm that part of the report, by the way, that they don't play on a line together, but it's just to separate out the scoring.
Right.
They do play together.
They've been scoring so much.
They do play together on the power play, which a lot of people have used as, oh, see, Keith is wrong. No. They do play together on the power play, and their power play sucks.
Terrible.
But did you ever think that maybe the power play sucks because there's a little rift between the two of them when they are playing together?
Can't be that.
Did that ever? It didn't occur to me until last night.
It's possible.
But like, oh, they're horrible on the power play, and that is when the two of them play together.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
I don't know. There's something, maybe something there. We'll see. Now, they got a long layoff until their next game, so you wonder if this, can they keep the fire burning? Because right now, they're flying around in your face, scoops. Like, they're mad.
Yeah.
But they got a few days to kind of cool off. Like, I don't know if they're going to have that same hate and energy in the next couple of games.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully. And, you know, they could treat you like the owner in Major League. Just, you know, just
they
really
could do that.
Really consider that the turning point in their season.
I'll send them a photo they can use to cover up.
Yeah.
How many wins do they need to clinch a wild card spot? It's just me standing up.
Keith,
very provocative.
His
leopard
slump
skin
buster,
tight
his slump
suit.
Buster thong there.
Yeah. Well, hey, win's a win.
So that's something. Give me one more thing. I heard this after the game, caught my ear.
All right.
Tell me if you hear anything interesting here. Razor asked a good question to Marchand after the game. Pasternak, by the way, was the Bruins' leading scorer last night.
Yeah, he's great.
So maybe you would mention him when you're talking about the win. Here's Marchand after the game.
Brad, huge game from Jeremy Swayman. Huge game from a bunch of guys stepping up. Huge games from the forwards. Leadership. That was a good one.
Yeah. I thought we had a really good start. There's some periods of the game where we kind of let them take the momentum back. But ultimately, we got the job done at this time of year. That's all that matters. And some things we can be happy about and continue to build on. Some things we can improve. So, but incredible game by Sway. I thought Weatherspoon had an incredible game as well. He was great out there all night. And obviously Callahan and Vinny and Potsy were big additions to the group tonight. Brought lots of energy, so it was good.
It was like six guys in there.
I think it was five.
Five guys.
I don't want to be accused of lying.
So five guys. So Swayman, who's the first star of the game. Yep. Weatherspoon was the third star of the game. He had a goal. Good for him. The defense scoring. Even with all their injuries. Good for them.
That's
kind of also the story of the game. Second star, David Pasternak. One goal, two assists.
Huh.
Didn't say anything about him.
High score for the Bruins last night.
It's his best bud.
Best friend.
His best friend.
I think maybe you'd bring him up before you bring up Vinny and Potsy and Callahan. That's just me.
No, I don't. Hey, listen.
Caught my ear.
I get what you're saying there.
I cut out the follow-up from Razor, but there were no comments about David Pasternak. Again, we're looking forward to talking to Razor tomorrow.
That's a shame.
On a Bruins Thursday.
Bees Thursday.
So, interesting. You're right about the young kids.
Those guys, let them play.
Well, yeah. Why hasn't Patra been up? He's been red hot
in
Providence, and he set up that first goal last night. I'm okay with seeing more of Lysell. I didn't notice much out of Callahan last night, but whatever. Like, you have guys who are playing well in Providence, or even if they're not, you have issues right now scoring. Why don't you inject some youth and some energy into your lineup? That did seem to be a factor last night.
Yeah, because I was thinking no McAvoy. Like, how is this going to go? No, obviously Lindholm's been out for a while, but you don't have these guys. What's it going to look like? And you're looking up and down the defensive pairings, and you're like, not a lot of household names, but those guys played well. And they got involved. Like, the defenseman scoring two goals is pretty huge. I don't know what the stats were flying around last night, like when the defense scores, what their record is and things like that. And so even without McAvoy, they were able to do it. Also, my guy Trent Frederick. That was a nice game for Trent Frederick.
Throwing nucks last night.
Oh, he will beat the snot out of you, won't he? Won't he?
Yeah.
Even Zadorov, who you and I don't really care for. He just kind of stands around a lot, doesn't seem to be doing too much.
Not my favorite.
He'll punch you in the face, too.
He will.
He'll punch you in the face. But yeah, that had good juice last night. Those two teams seem to hate each other quite a bit, which is great.
Good game, good win. I think the Bruins were looking at the Lightning like they were Rich Keefe out there
on
the ice.
I think Trent Frederick is like, my face.
And all that guy's,
no Braden Point for Tampa. Apparently he missed a meeting.
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know.
Did you just missed a meeting?
Who reported
they should
that?
Should probably trade him.
Yeah, I was going to say, who reported that?
You think it's a false report?
Do you think
maybe
all
somebody
the,
got some bad intel?
Yeah. Are all the Lightning fans all up in arms about that report?
No,
I wonder.
Didn't play, though.
Let's get to some phone calls.
All right.
617-779-7937. You can jump in on the Bruins. What's different? What's changed? I think Swayman is at the heart of that because Swayman's been great these last couple of games.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sorja in Mansfield, waiting patiently on our Patriots conversation. Go ahead, Sorja.
Jones and Keith, how are we today?
Doing great.
I was going to talk Patriots, but do you mind if I jump in on the Bruins really quick?
Go for it, Sorja.
Get in there. Jump in.
Why not? So, like you guys said, so the Bruins were on a six-game losing streak up until New Year's Eve, dating back. This Lightning's team that they beat yet last night. They lost 2 on Thursday, and they obviously beat the Panthers 4-3. And, of course, Scoops Keith came in on Friday to save the day. So I guess there's only 3 things guaranteed in life: death, taxes, and Scoops Keith. And I just think this is the problem with these guys. Like, you had a coach in Monty who was a great regular season coach. And I don't want to rewrite history, but it just seems like these guys, a real change needs to be made. And I really think that the performance of this team the last 2 games really legitimizes Scoops Keith, and you can't beat Scoops Keith.
Well, Sergeant, it's a great call. Maybe the best call we've ever had.
Death, taxes, and Scoops Keith.
Yeah, the big three. You can set your watch to all 3 of those things.
Nice. Okay, so I've said before, I think they need to make a big change roster-wise. And I get told all the time, well, no one's making trades, and everybody's in the mix, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine, so you can't make a trade. You can do what they did last night. They were forced into it. But you can play more of Patra, and you can play more of the kids from Providence, and try to force a little energy on the team, because they've been playing dead and lifeless for a while. So that's something you can do in the interim. They need to think bigger than that.
Yeah.
But that's something I would continue to do in the interim.
Oh, definitely. And, I mean, he brought up the firing Jim Montgomery. Like, you moved on from him, kind of scapegoating him, saying, all right, he's the problem. Like, now we're going to be better. Like, nobody's listening to him. It's like, well, Jim Montgomery didn't have a 6-game losing streak this year.
Nope.
And I'm not saying Joe Sacco's the problem. I'm just saying, like, all right, now Joe Sacco's the guy. So then what are you going to do, scapegoat him at the end of the season? Like, I think, you know, barring some major change this regular season, there's going to be a lot of questions this offseason. Like, you can't trot it all back again.
Let me ask you, Keith, since you've come under fire from Bruins fans and some of the Bruins players who didn't seem to be big Monty fans, are you pulling for Monty now in St. Louis? Were you ever pulling for Monty in St. Louis? Are you pulling for Monty in St. Louis now? He's 3 points out of a playoff spot. 3 points out of a playoff spot. They do have a few games out of hand.
No, I think, like, Cassidy I was rooting for. Like, I was, like, straight up rooting for Cassidy.
Stick it to him.
Not really rooting for, I'm not rooting against him, but, like, I have really no, like, strong opinion as it relates to Jim Montgomery. I feel like he gets scapegoated here. If he does well, great. If he doesn't, to me, it's not the end of the world. Are you rooting for him?
It'd be maybe a way. Well, maybe now I am. Late last week. I wasn't before, but maybe now, yeah.
Actually, that's true.
Enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Imagine that if they got 2 Stanley Cup winning coaches fired. Yeah, nice. You got the one guy. You kicked him out of town, wins a cup the next year. This guy you fired, and even if he doesn't win a cup, he got hired 12 hours later.
Keep an eye on Monty, who was nice to all of them, at least until the final days here. Keep an eye on Monty, who, like, came in, was their best friend, treated him nicely.
Not good enough.
They still railroaded the coach.
Yeah.
And watch him turn around and make the playoffs while you miss it. I think I am rooting for that.
Okay. Talk to me into it.
Jay is in North Carolina. Hello, Jay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
All right, look, is it okay if I mention it quickly about the Patriots? And I want to talk about the Bruins.
You know what? I'm going to make it clear to Jay and Sorja and everyone else out there. Go ahead. You go ahead and talk about whatever you
want. Let it rip.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I was really pushing for Ben Johnson and a clean slate and a clean sweep. Didn't want Mike Vrabel. But in all essence, give the guy a chance. I said, give the guy a chance and back off. So we'll see what Mike Vrabel can do. But as far as the Bruins go, I think they found their stride. They beat 2 top echelon teams, and I'm still screaming blue murder about Pastrnak not having a centerman to feed him, because that guy could really be outstanding.
Okay, so they got to go get a center.
There we go. They're back.
David Pastrnak.
Bees are back. You ready to say Bees are back?
Bees are back. I'm not ready to go there yet. Who needs to give Vrabel a chance? Is that to us?
Out there? I think people are saying yes. He's saying for the people that didn't want Vrabel, like, give him a chance. And, I mean, I think the majority of people, if not everybody, is on board at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, depending on who the offensive coordinator is and some of the other moves they have going forward, you might second guess it a little bit. But as of right now, everybody feels great.
We got to get to a Would You Rather Wednesday coming up here momentarily, Keith. So I'm going to give you 2 choices on the phones. Would you like Scoops Keith is the real deal, or You Guys Are Losers?
Give me You Guys Are Losers, because I appreciate the Scoops Keith's the real deal, but we've been getting a lot of that. So let's try this other one.
How about Sam in New Hampshire? Hello, Sam.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
So, first of all, Keith, always respect your opinion. I think you do a great job on the radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, bud.
And nice job carrying Mr. Negative along with you.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, bud.
I'll get to the loser part, but I have to say, Neely needs to go as well as Sweeney. I don't know what he knows about running a business, but it's obvious he knows nothing. As far as you guys being losers, I heard you a little bit on Monday, and I just got in the car and I heard you now. All these little nitpicking things you guys make a big deal about, whether he looked off past at a sniper's goal or how much they celebrated or he didn't.
Uh-huh, yep.
He didn't mention him in the post game.
No, he didn't. That last one's definitely just a fact. But yeah, he didn't. Yeah.
And you're not saying anything about your sources. Give us something that gives credibility to what you said in your statement.
Otherwise, you just sound
like a couple of losers.
Yeah. All right, Sam. Thanks for the call and the feedback. I will tell you.
Give up the source, Keith.
The source has never been wrong. I'll say that. Nobody gives, like, you don't have these info guys come out and say who their source are. Like, it's crazy. Like, Adam Schefter, oh, yeah, you heard about that guy's injury or whatever? Like, who told you? Where'd you get that from?
No, I would.
Per source.
Everything's per source.
Everything is per source.
I would fully expect when Schefter is on WEEI Afternoons today, I would fully expect when he tells them something, they go, yeah, but who's your source?
Yeah, but hold on a second. That sounds well and good.
I don't hear the interview every week, but when I hear it, that's usually how it goes. Yeah, but who's your source, Schefter?
There wouldn't be any info people if the sources just all put out the stuff that they put out, right? You can go on, everybody can create an Instagram account or a Twitter account and be like, this is what's happening. But I'm just saying that there's been several correct stories. All of them have been correct, including this one.
What bothers you more, Keith? The you made it up criticism or you got lied to criticism?
Oh, the you made it up criticism is way worse.
I think that's much worse.
Because that's what Courtney's trying to play. Courtney's like, I didn't say you made it up. She's like, I just think you got lied to or whatever, which I don't think is the case. But no, making it up is insane because what is the end game? What is the purpose of that? What's the porpoise if I made it up?
Again,
so I'm sitting around in my house.
Let me play someone who would say that to you.
Yeah.
Clicks, attention, notoriety.
Oh, yeah. It was. That's what it was.
Yes.
Do you know how much money I get off of that Twitter post that got like a million views? I get $0 and 0 cents. So that had nothing to do with that. Did we even lead the show with it?
No. We did it at 11 o'clock that day after we talked about a whole bunch of probably Mike Vrabel or whatever. Yeah.
That's the dumbest one. And then it's like, well, all the stuff he got right before was obvious stuff. It was? Then why didn't anybody else put it out there? All the stuff was so obvious. It was?
I heard one former media member say that it was very, it's such
then
an
why
obvious
didn't
report.
That guy have it? Or why didn't anybody else have it? Like, seriously, the making up thing is
asinine. None of them had Sacco.
None of them had Sacco. Montgomery, Sacco, injuries, trades, contracts. I think I had Bergeron retirement. I'm telling you, it's a long track record.
So one that I think gets glossed over a lot is, that you had trade deadline moves 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? Or was it 3 years ago? Hathaway, Orlov?
Whenever they got Orlov and Hathaway, 2 years ago.
They got your guy Snarls?
Yeah, Snarls.
Yeah.
That's Snarls.
Yeah.
I had that. I didn't know they called him Snarls, but still, I had that.
Well, you know.
Oh, he's making it up.
You don't claim to know everything.
So this is the long con, right?
Yeah.
So I decided to make up stuff, but it was obvious stuff, to build up the hit rate. And then in January, when we're talking about the new head coach of the Patriots, I'm going to be like, you know what? The locker room's bad. It's like, he's making it up. He's making it up. And that is way dumber than he lied to.
I am just hoping and praying that a national guy out there, because you know none of these local beat writers are going to
do it. Oh, you can guarantee that.
They're done. I mean, Marchand said it was made up.
He told us.
I mean, they're done.
Nothing left to see here.
They will do no more work. Yeah. They're done. They're like, oh, well, no. Marchand said.
Yeah.
So they're not going to get their fingernails dirty.
But
and
you'll
do
get the line combos.
Any work.
If you want the line combos or who is first off the ice, they'll have that. But any actual news about the team, they won't have.
Yeah. Give me the PP1 and the PP2.
Oh, please.
If you don't mind. But, like, they're done. They're not going to do any work on this. They won't do any reporting on it. That's a guarantee.
No, they'll just take little shots.
We need a national guy. We need Elliot Friedman.
Yes. Our guy Wyszynski.
Yeah. How much reporting does Wyszynski do? I don't know, but he is our guy.
Know. He is our guy, though.
You know.
O-Dog and Hazy.
O-Dog and...
Noodles.
Noodles.
Yeah.
Did I say Bubbles? No, Noodles.
I take a report from Bubs.
Yeah, Bubs.
Yeah, give me a report from Bubbles.
Nudes.
Yeah.
O-Dog.
If any of the Trailer Park Boys have reports, I'm
if
in
they
for
want
it.
To figure it out, that's
but like,
great.
Yeah, it's more likely you'll get a report, an actual scoop from the Trailer Park Boys than the Bruins media.
Good point by Dark and Stormy Nights. If you want to know who was first off the ice, you follow these guys. If you want to know any actual news about the team, follow somebody else.
It's true. If you want the first goalie off the ice at morning skate, they got you covered.
Uh-huh.
If you want an actual scoop, I don't know, maybe this is the show.
The stretches.
Who's doing the stretches in the middle?
It was Potsy yesterday.
Yeah, good.
Potsy was doing it. Which, by the way, I'm being told on the text line that is that was a nickname for Pastrnak.
It's not.
No, it's definitely not.
It would be Patra.
That's for Patra.
Patra.
As far Potsy. As I know, and maybe you've heard this once or twice on the broadcast.
Hey, Tukes. If you're one of these morons that is calling the players by their nickname in a press conference setting, maybe you should take a lap. Maybe take a little break from what you're doing.
617-779-7937. The Bruins are all fired up thanks to Rich Keefe.
They are. Hey, listen, if it ends up, you know, they go on this great run, they win the cup, maybe I'm on the duck boat.
Maybe.
Maybe they give me a duck.
Not Marchand's duck boat, but one.
No, we should probably keep our distance, yeah, but yeah. Maybe I go on a duck boat. If you guys want to hurl tomatoes at me, feel free. But at least I'm on the duck boat, getting a tour through the city.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'd be great.
Do I get a ring is another question I have.
I'd give you like a personnel, like the team, the players get like a ring. And then, you'd get like what the media relations, you know, what like Brick would get. You'll
get
one of those. Yeah.
Last question. Do I get my name on the cup?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Definitely. Yeah.
As long as they write that in there.
And your day with the cup?
I'm going to get a day with the cup, Nick.
Wayne Gretzky, Sid Crosby, Lemieux, Keith.
Rich Keefe. No, Scoops Keefe.
617-779-7937. That's your phone number. It's a Celtics Wednesday. We'll talk to Terp at high noon. All your Celtics questions can start lining up. We have a Would You Rather Wednesday right after Trending with Billy Lane.